From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, what should the world do with really bad people who run countries? And how can we all agree on who those people are? Slate's Michael Kinsley's here to explain why these questions can get very tricky. Plus, we have the story of a personal encounter with a human monster. First, though, a case in point. Many observers have called Efrain Rios Mott a really bad man and worse. The Guatemalan general seized power in his country 20 years ago in the middle of a decades-long civil war. He held power for only about a year before he in turn was deposed. But many Guatemalans say he was an especially brutal ruler responsible for many, many deaths. There's an active case in Guatemalan courts charging him with genocide. And with all this, Efrain Rios Mott is running for president in his country's November elections, and he's drawing crowds who are wildly enthusiastic and stirring others who are outraged by these events. Guatemalan American writer Francisco Goldman is at his home in Mexico City. Welcome to Day to Day.
Hi, nice to be here.
What happened to the general since he lost power?
You know, he's managed to maintain, he has a lot of different sort of sources of power in Guatemala. Most importantly, his power is based in, I think, two or three fundamental things. First, the evangelical church, because, of course, he was the first, I think, evangelical leader in Latin America. He's also the leader of the government party, the FRG. He's the head of the Congress, and he's been leader of this incredibly important political party for many years. But the real base of his power is in the old civil patrols. The civil patrols were these sort of village militia units that young men and boys were forced to join throughout the mountains during the war years, and those became a source of power for him and for the people who joined them in all the local mountain villages.
Now, these civil patrols were charged with carrying out murders in many, many cases, and it's hard to understand now why this would be a source of support for him, at least for an outsider.
Well, because, you know, think of just basically the old rule of divide and rule, right? The rural villages were never one monolithic, you know, pro-guerrilla area. The civil patrols became a way for people in the villages to become powerful sort of thugs in the villages themselves. On behalf of the army, they were responsible for an extraordinarily large percentage of the human rights violations. But of course, since then, since the end of the war, the army and the people who fought in the civil patrols have enjoyed a kind of immunity from prosecution in Guatemala.
So the general's political support is made up of the people who were carrying out these attacks on rural villagers. They themselves are rural villagers, but they were drafted into to carry out his wishes. And the people who are against him are the people that they were committing these crimes on.
That's basically it. And you have to remember, a very cynical ploy happened this year. The people who were in the civil patrols, you know, weren't giving the pension that people who fought in the army received after the war years. And so it's, you know, it's a country like Guatemala can't afford to give a pension to millions and millions of people who participated in these basically village units. But the FRG, under the pressure of Rios Mont, pushed through a pension this year, promising them all money, which the country has no way of delivering on.
The FRG is his political party.
Right.
Does he stand a real chance of winning?
I think he stands a very good chance of winning. In fact, because of the power of the old civil patrols in all the villages, in these very remote villages, a lot of people in from the opposition parties are afraid of a gigantic fraud, because how are you going to be able to basically monitor the elections in these very remote villages where the old civil patrol people are going to have such control over what's going on?
Francisco Goldman, a Guatemalan-American novelist and contributor to The New Yorker and The New York Times Magazine, thank you.
Thank you very much.